Bob Dylan wasn't always the biggest act in town. When he moved to Minneapolis in 1959, the star of the city's folk music scene was a singer and guitar player named Dave Ray. He was best known for being part of the blues trio Kerner, Ray, and Glover. A new box set traces Dave Ray's evolution from an imitator to an original blues voice. Tony Glover played harmonica with Dave Ray off and on for 40 years, and he picked the songs for this album. Minnesota Public Radio's Jim Bickle has the story.
Tony Glover says that when Dave Ray learned he had lung cancer, he decided against routine chemo. His preferred therapy was to play as much and in as many places as possible. On November 2, 2002, less than a month before his death, Ray performed at the Cedar Cultural Center in Minneapolis.
It was pretty impressive because Dave was having more and more physical problems at that point. He had stage 4 cancer, and the tumors were growing in his brain and pressing on nerves and affecting his ability to manipulate his hands and so forth. But he kept on pushing.
My baby's long and tall, shaped like a cannonball. Every time a little girl loves me, man, you might hear me call. She says, wee. I believe I'll change my mind.
Any exploration of the music of Dave Ray begins with Lead Belly.
Thank you, weather woman. Everybody knows. Pay more than a dollar. My mess to the floor. What I mean. Call it done.
When Ray was in high school, he heard a tape of the older musician performing at the University of Minnesota. In an interview recorded in 1996, Ray described how that experience changed him.
It was the immediacy of it, the power of it. I was just captivated by it. I mean, it just knocked my socks off. It's like anything else, you know. It's like reading some great poet the first time you read it. It just kills you.
He spent all his spare time learning Lead Belly songs. Ray performed them at a place called the Coffee Break, where a fan made this recording.
There are several tunes on the box set that are real faithful Lead Belly reproductions. If he was alive, he wouldn't want them on there. He was embarrassed by the kind of the minstrel show aspect of it. I mean, that's true to an extent, but it's also amazing that a white, blonde kid who doesn't look old enough to do much of anything is able to get the sound of a southern black guy.
Good day.
Lead Belly was just the beginning. Ray loved listening to obscure blues records in hopes of finding a hidden gem that he could learn to play.
At the time, that kind of music was sort of mystery music. It wasn't really widely available. You had to really look to find copies of the records anywhere. It was kind of like archaeology in a way. We were discovering a music that had been pretty much ignored.
Yes, I would run him off to play blues.
The black people moved beyond it. It was like a dated old slave time music to them. They didn't want anything to do with it. And the white people were listening to white stuff.
Nevertheless, Kerner, Ray, and Glover introduced many white people to the blues. Members of the Beatles and the Rolling Stones cited them as an influence. Fellow Minneapolis musician Willie Murphy says they made a big mark on the local music scene.
I know personally that around here, there were quite a few people who kind of copied their style, especially Dave's style, and tried to play like him and sing like him. Unfortunately, he was a white guy and he loved black music, which is kind of an albatross to carry. That was Dave's whole story, you know.
Dave Ray's career spanned 40 years. Tony Glover says he spent nearly a decade listening to live recordings, outtakes, and out-of-print records, picking the 55 songs on the new set. He says it was hard.
In some ways, it was real pleasure. I mean, I'd hear an old tune and a riff and, you know, say, wow, we really kicked the hell out of that one. And find stuff that surprised me years later. There's a lot of flashback stuff that kind of happens, too. You're reminded of times in the plane and how we used to have them and how that's missing now. It was an emotional event.
If it's really gotta be this way, I can take it. I know I'll just carry on day to day till I make it on my own.
Dave Ray passed away on November 28, 2002, at the age of 59. For NPR News, I'm Jim Bickle in Minneapolis.